KCRW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Don't give up. Don't give in. There's always an answer to everything. This, my friend, is for you. The trials that you face and the dreams that you chase, you're behind in your race and you're straying from your pace. Your mind is scattered all over the place and you're desperate for space. Little did you know this is your time to embrace. Don't give up. Don't give in. There's always an answer to everything. You know, we tend to hide what's inside and waste time on what could have been. It isn't the key to believe in our own identity. Your past brought you here. This is where it all begins. Don't give up. Don't give in. There's always an answer to everything. So don't sit hour after hour while your tribulations tower. Don't forget the countless blessings over which you have been showered. Find your strengths and your powers to rise above the cowards. Be like the flowers that give off its scent when it's crushed and devoured. Don't give up. Don't give in. There's always an answer to everything. And I found myself running from calamity, insanity to sanity. This is a reality that we forget, who created us and molded us and made us human beings with the details and fashion of DNA and genes, who gave us a mind to judge our own actions and routines. By all means, don't give up, don't give in. There's always an answer to everything. And yes, life can be quite a mystery, and the key to success is to come free. And if you believe that this is all decreed, then what will be, will be. But I guess not everything that we wish for is always guaranteed. But your efforts won't be fruitless. Don't ever think you are useless. We all serve a purpose. So please, don't feel hopeless. Don't give up. Don't give in. There's always an answer to everything. And no, you're not just another number to be disposed of after. You're a mother, father, sister, brother, friend, and a lover. To be true to yourself is worth the struggle, though the critics make you suffer. Trees lose their leaves only to blossom by the summer. Don't give up. Don't give in. There's always an answer to everything. So repel negativity with positivity and watch life bring every single possibility and have an attitude for gratitude. And if you want to be happy, that's exactly what we're meant to do. Don't give up. Don't give in. There's always an answer to everything.
See you free of the ropes that bind. pray for a day like today, bright and shining. Soca glory, everyone with a flag and a smile on their face. Lordy daddy, of every creed and race, Lord. Phenomenal, the lovely atmosphere. If the Lord is our shepherd, who shall be here?
No one.
Yes, the party start down here at CKUW 95.9 FM on your dial in Winnipeg. We at 515 Portage Avenue on the 4.5 floor of Centennial, Manitoba Hall. Look out for we. We always come in hard and we jam in hard. And we come in and out of the yard. You will hear plenty. Look out. You will hear about Sudan. You will hear about Palestine. You will hear about China. Full tight. We'll be right with you. We are best.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and the radio show name is called Fantastic Friday. Please come and join us every single Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Friday morning.
Think about the state of the province recently in 2025. I am filled with a relentless optimism.
More than 1,200 people have packed the room for the state of the province address, where Premier Wapkinew directly outlined his government's plan for the year ahead. Directly speaking with the business community and industry leaders will help shape Manitoba's future.
Premier Canoe spoke about grocery price controls and expanding sales of seized U.S. alcohol, but the most significant announcement was a new Crown Indigenous corporation he believes will help Manitoba build major projects faster and more collaboratively.
And the Crown Indigenous Corporation is Manitoba's approach to doing things different, to try and get these big things built by having Indigenous people participating every step of the way.
The Premier says the corporation will create a 50-50 board shared between Indigenous governments and the province.
We feel it is a really good step forward, and it's one that actually will move us where we really need to move, and that is a province where it's not one community or one segment that benefits, but 1.5 million Manitobans.
My hope going forward is that this will be a new beginning of how the province of Manitoba will work with First Nations leadership.
First Nation leaders say the model is needed after Manitoba chiefs were left off the federal government's Indigenous Advisory Circle. While consultations still need to happen, leaders believe the province's approach can rebuild trust and ensure all First Nations have a voice in decisions involving land and resources. Métis leadership says it could position Manitoba for major investments linked to Churchill and Northern Development.
This is the opportunity that's once in a lifetime for us. If we miss this and it rails right by us or sails by us, we have made this province a continued have-not province.
The Crown Indigenous Corporation will include a 12-member board with major decisions beginning in 2026. In Winnipeg, Mitchell Ringo's City News.
Hey everyone, I'm Jess Turner. Make sure you listen to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9 FM every Friday morning, 6 a.m. till 8 a.m. That's way too early for me. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Love and joy too. Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is my favorite morning wake-up show.
Come homie, come homie. Cause when the night comes, I get so lonely. Please come homie, homie, never leave me feeling lonely. I don't like that when your voice come round, you acting phony. Yeah, please come homie, come homie.
In the nighttime, got you caught up in my mind. I just wanna see you shine. Hug you at the same time. I just wanna love you, love you, love you. Ayy. So I put no one above you, above you, above you. Yeah. I just wanna see you shine, yeah. Pretty little thing like Mike, yeah. Be my back in my spine, yeah. You're the one that I like, yeah. I just wanna love you, love you, love you. Yeah. So I put no one above you, above you, above you. Ayy. Cause when the night comes, I get so lonely. Please come homie, homie, never leave me feeling lonely. I don't like that when you're with someone who I can't find.
on some new shit. Switch up the vibe for what I'm moving.
Don't waste my time.
I don't stand in no lines. You so stuck in your mind.
When you gon' get it together?
Ooh. You want some hood shit. That's cool, I don't care. Up in you down, I'm still here. I put aside how I feel, cause I love you. And I'm understanding. And I know that the life we both live in is hard to manage. But if your ex thinks she can call your phone, you better tell her you love me. For no one above me, say my name, say my name. Ain't finna play no games. It's time to make it plain. Boy, don't be acting strange. Cause when I love hard. When I give all, oh, yeah. In your eyes, I see stars. I feel safe in your arms. When my trust just went, oh, yeah. And if she ever wanna talk, tell her you love me. And ain't no other girl above me. Yeah, that's petty, but you can't afford a loss. Crazy with my thoughts, nice and never cross. Tell her, tell her, tell her, tell her you love me. Just don't wanna end up hurt. But we gotta have these conversations before the shit get worse. I'm not finna play, she in a way. You better lay down. It's nothing to talk about. But if your ex thinks she can call your phone, you better tell her you love me. But no one above me. Say my name, say my name. Boy, I am not a game. It's time to make it plain. Just don't be acting strange. Cause when I love hard. When I give all, oh, yeah. In your eyes, I see stars. I feel safe in your arms.
Come all the way from Cape Town to Wilmington, North Carolina. Hey, hey, now what you gonna do with Biko? Biko, Biko. You can break one human body. I see 10,000 Biko.
Hi, I'm Dale Rufus, and you're listening to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9, my favorite Friday morning wake-up show.
This is for my city dwellers, my storytellers, my soundscapers, music makers, and my dreamers of dreams. This is for the beat layers, the street sayers, the graph writers, and the painters. This is for the crate keepers, the image freezers, the lens seekers, and the photogs. This is for the spinners, the rewinders, drop the needle, pull it back, and come againers. This is for the movers, the body users, the kinetic acrobatic defying gravity provers. This is for the filmmakers, the actors, the activators, my sculptors, and my cans. Sprayers. This is for the da-da-dubbers, the dancers, the scribers, the scholars. This is for the freestylers, my improvisers, my poetical, lyrical, spiritual vocalizers. This is for my speechifiers, for the visionaries, for the bridge builders, the chain breakers, the power takers. This is for the door crashers, my drum beaters, the call to action taker to the streeters. For my behind the sceners, my planners, my finders, our on task and right on timers. For our organizers, our survivors, our motivators, and our strivers. This is for the uplifters and uprisers. This is for you, our ancestors. This is for you, our people blessers, our children, for our vision, for our villages, our hoods, our nations, our truths. This is for our culture, for our generation. This is for our creator and our creation. This is for our inner being and our outer, for our say it louder, big and prouder. This is for the art, for the word. This is for the sound. This is for the power.
Maybe it's all I need. those days when the nights got cold. Leaning on each other made our hearts grow more. Nothing compares to the love at Christmas time.
It's the time of year to get exactly what you're wishing. It's time to be around all the ones to keep you lifted. It's time for all the hugs and the mistletoe kisses. Not me, cause I'm a peep. But good luck with your missus, this is merry as I'm getting.
Swear to God.
And I might have had a Christmas that I ain't get a thing that was on my wish list. I celebrated still because I knew that I was gifted.
Put that on the count.
I'm just one of God's children. So I be giving every chance I get.
Yep.
I'm in the spirit, I remember when it wasn't there.
Nope.
My ass was teary, but we still make good of what we had.
Fact.
This perseverance. I'm so blessed to have my mom and dad. They birthed the bad. Happy holidays to you and all of your relations. And happy holidays to all our folks to come and make it, yeah. I went all the way to the North Pole to cop these braces. I got ice for ages, may your Christmas be amazing.
Maybe no, it's all I need. Moments like this with my family. Nothing compares to how it feels Christmas time.
Christmas time.
I remember those days.
Show you love, I just wanna hold you down. You been a good boy all year. Well, boy, let me show you now. Leave out some milk and cookies, stack rubs and five star cooking. You deserve that king type treatment. Feel good just to be your one. Lay the meat down by the fireplace. I could be your sweet escape. You been working hard, it's a holiday. For all them promises you been keeping, go to South Pole for no reason. It's me, you, the season. In February, now we made it to December, so I feel it's necessary.
For us to put in work, can you inspire, show you all your
lay the meat down by the fireplace. What you want, you get it, babe. Not just today, but every day. Yeah. You been there when I need it. I'ma ride a sleigh like Blitzen. It's me and you this season.
Good morning, Winnipeg. You're listening to my favorite radio show, Fantastic Fridays, every Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM.
You been
naughty, naughty.
Hey, that's right. Hard and naughty you. Keeping me from my rounds. I'm late as it is. Now stay put.
Run DMC.
Santa and the dough is for me.
and Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, Snow White so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
Yo, come on, let's check. You ain't this man from last night? Santa? Macy's?
Yo, man, let's go eat, man. I'm hungry.
Come on, man.
Watch this and watch out. Let the signal shock out. Then watch out. Watch out. The king, the boat, and the queen. I come out. Watch out. They're spreaded carpet. One thing we have to tell on us. Watch out. Adam Mercy. Adam Mercy. Watch me now. It name murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the date me and the queen in a day park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, them won't forgive me a fight. Show me look cute and them no look too right. They call on me to over me, man a fight.
Hi everyone, my name is Lorraine Osman. I'm a student here at the UW. My students actually call me Madame Oz. Just letting you know, CKUW has an awesome show called Fantastic Friday, and you guys should listen to it. Stay tuned.
No mind your nationality, you have got the identity
and perspicacity.
Cause if you come from Clarendon,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Portland,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Westmoreland,
you really don't matter. We're coming to you all the way from West Africa, in the country called Nigeria, as the brother they call
so
Prince
Opponent, giving
news and views
as long
about
as you're
from
man, you're an
Africa and Africans. Look out, look out.
No mind your nationality.
Yes, good morning West Rico, and good morning to all of our listeners. Greetings from Africa. Our first piece is from Palestine, where we speak with Maureen Kaki, an aid worker living in Gaza. She notes that conditions at hospitals have not improved since the announcement of the so-called ceasefire. Quote, "It is not really a ceasefire," she says. "It's just a slower form of death." Stay tuned.
I'm here in Mawasi Khan Yunis on the beach. The tide has risen, washing away tents, along with the last of people's belongings, and they have nowhere else to go.
And could you talk about the access to relief? I mean, what kind of aid is getting in to assist people?
Not nearly enough. The Israelis are not allowing in. They continue to block vital aid that could save lives and provide shelter in Gaza. In fact, of the aid that is coming in, least of all is medical supplies and shelter supplies.
So what is needed right now? What is GLIA International calling for?
We are calling for the Israelis to, at the very least, adhere to their end of the deal of the ceasefire. More than that, a complete end to this de facto blockade and the uninhibited access of aid into the Gaza Strip. This includes tents and tarps, medical supplies, which are out of majorly out of stock in the hospitals. Essentially, the situations in the hospitals have not changed since the ceasefire in terms of what's available. And the only way that Gaza can even begin to think about reconstruction is an end to this blockade.
Maureen, are military strikes continuing in the midst of these storms?
Yeah, absolutely. East of the yellow line, the bombing has not stopped. West of this yellow line, which is the supposed humanitarian zone, people continue to be targeted by drone strikes. As late as November, there were two young boys, Jemaa and Fadi, who are going to collect firewood for their families, who approached the yellow line. They are children, 9 and 10 years old. They did not know what this yellow line was, and they were killed by a drone strike. And this is... These are two of hundreds of Palestinians that have been killed by the Israeli military since the ceasefire went into effect.
Finally, do you see this, Maureen, as a ceasefire or not?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like I said, this is nearly 400 Palestinians have been killed, over 1,000 injured. Palestinians are dying every day in the hospitals due to medical emergencies that could be prevented if they were allowed to have the proper supplies and equipment needed. It is not really a ceasefire. It's just a slower form of death. Children continue to face issues with malnutrition because the Israelis are not letting in the agreed upon amount of aid. The food that is accessible in the market is in through commercial routes, which is extremely unaffordable for families who have been out of work and living under bombardment for 2 years.
So that was from Democracy Now! Next, we move on to Black Agenda Radio, where they talk about how China cannot be contained by the U.S. Stay tuned.
How even this kind of the disparity between the amount of energy production that China puts out versus the U.S. greatly different, meaning even if you have AI, you can't have AI and this heavy industry simultaneously because the energy production just doesn't work in the U.S. Even EVs. Like, we don't even have the power lines in order to do EVs, and yet we're talking about all of this industry and everything else that Trump wants to bring back to the United States. High-speed rail, again, something we doesn't necessarily have in the U.S. And the manufacturing base and the industrial base of China is astonishing in comparison to the U.S., meaning they invest money into well-being of the citizenry, whereas we invest $1 trillion into war. You could pick one, but you can't do both.
And to war, and to just allowing these capitalists to make as much money as possible. So, for example, early this year, we first heard about DeepSeek, which was China's AI platform. And it was, so DeepSeek is rivals ChatGPT in quality. I'm not an AI person, so I can't say which one is better, but everyone who does know about these things says that it is equal, if not superior, to ChatGPT. Cost a fraction of the cost. So ChatGPT, you get investors. So it's market manipulation. The price is inflated. So yeah. ChatGPT came into being much less money, and it came into being in part because of efforts to restrict China's access to AI chips. And this was a Biden administration thing. Trump, lest we forget, was not the first to try to do this. So the Biden administration tells American corporations, you can't use Chinese chips, China cannot have access to your chips. So what does China do? They innovate and they make their own. And they come up with a rival technology that works just as well, that didn't cost as much money, that's open source. So that is an example of what happens with all these foolish efforts to try to contain China.
It put me in the mind of Soviet Union and the United States in regards to the space race. Mm-hmm. Whereas the U.S. is like, okay, we need to put $20 billion in order to create an ink pen to write in space. And the Soviets just used the pencil. That's what it kind of put me in mind of. I mean, they were able to create a device that functions just as well, just as capable, for a fraction of a price. And even when you look at our economy, the amount of money that we're dumping into AI, we're dumping billions, like hundreds of billions of dollars. And China is dumping a fraction of it into AI, and yet they're, if not breaking even, very close to breaking even on it. It's amazing. It feels like a Ponzi. Well, I'm not going to call it a Ponzi scheme.
Well,
it makes a certain level of desperation.
Next, we go to Sudan, and after this piece, we are also going to hear from our brother Ibrahim. But right now, we're going to listen to a piece from Democracy Now! From political analyst Khulod Kahir, giving us an update on Al-Fashir as a ghost town, indicating a major civilian massacre that was carried out by the UAE-supported paramilitary group CAIR. draws attention to the shortfall in humanitarian funding being directed to Sudan and urges international actors to financially support civil society groups and the UN Crisis Response Fund. Stay tuned for that.
Sure. Well, this all started because the Sudanese Armed Forces, the National Army, and the Rapid Support Forces, a really powerful paramilitary group, fell out of favor with each other. They were once very much allied. They committed the genocide together in Darfur 20 years ago. They led a coup against a civilian cabinet more than two and a half years ago in 2021. And then they fell out because there wasn't any kind of security arrangements that both were happy with. Now, this war is the world's largest at the moment. It's the world's largest hunger crisis, world's largest humanitarian crisis, world's largest displacement crisis, and as we heard in your reportage, world's largest protection crisis because of the number of women and girls in particular who are being exposed to gender-based violence. And this war really, to a lot of people, seems like a nonsensical conflict because the level of fighting cannot possibly justify any political machinations of either of the two sides. But this war has now mushroomed into something much, much larger. Almost every part of Sudan is somehow impacted by this war. People who pushed against military rule in the revolution of 2018 and 2019 are by and large the parts of the society that are facing the most repression from both the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces. And so we're seeing really a war against civilians. While the SAF and the RSF are fighting each other, they're really fighting the people of Sudan. And that's why you get the nursery killings that we saw last week. You see barrel bombs being used by the Sudanese Armed Forces against largely civilian sites. You see the mass atrocity and genocide that's taking place in Darfur. And all of that really can be described, I think, best for people unfamiliar with the story, as a means for the security services in Sudan, both the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces, to really try and kill any kind of revolutionary zeal in Sudan and to make sure that they pave the way for their vision of military rule.
Can you talk about the role of the United Arab Emirates? What's their interest in backing the RSF? And then talk about how and why former Colombian military personnel came to fight alongside the RSF. Talk about the international dimensions of this.
Sure. Well, increasingly, as the war continues, we get to see more and more of these proxy elements. And the most obvious one has been the United Arab Emirates. It, of course, denies supporting the RSF. But the United States' own intelligence community, the United Nations panel of experts on Darfur, have all shown that the UAE has been supporting the RSF pretty much from the outset of the war and probably before that. The UAE has been familiar with the RSF for some time. The RSF and the Sudanese Armed Forces were part of the Saudi-Emirati coalition on Yemen. And that's where their relationship really started. But the UAE now is interested in land in Sudan, arable land, fertile land for agriculture. It's interested in supply lines that go through the western part of Sudan and the southern part of Sudan that the RSF largely controls. It has some interest in Red Sea access. It is also interested in having some kind of influence over the Red Sea, which of course is a very large and very important commercial zone. And because of that, it has given the RSF huge volumes of weapons and very sophisticated weapons from as far away as China, but there are also allegations that German, Swedish, British, American, and Canadian weaponry that has been sold to the United Arab Emirates has found its way in the RSF's hands in places like Darfur. Now, what we've seen recently is an uptick of mercenary action that is reported to have come through the Global Security Services Group, a UAE-based company that gets particularly Colombian mercenaries that have been phased out of the Colombian soldiers who have been phased out of the Colombian military since the 2016 peace agreement in Colombia. And those people have effectively found new livelihood sources through this UAE-based company. And most of them have now found themselves in Darfur. Now, there are some reports that these mercenaries will continue to be part of the coalition in Sudan, as we have seen them in Yemen and as we have seen them in Libya. So this is part of a broader UAE security infrastructure that's been put in place that we're now seeing brought to bear in Sudan.
Perfect. So that was our last piece for the day, commenting on Sudan. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning, Mr. Olan. How are you guys?
We are all doing well in here. I'm wondering, you know, if you got a chance, you can comment either on the piece And that was just played, or you can make a comment from your own perspective.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, and really appreciate you guys take care of Sudan. Yeah, I can just comment because I agree the piece, what I heard, but I have the just some point in the beginning of war, and that I have a slightly different understanding, and my comment in that area of beginning of the war, because that in 2000 until 2007, the International Court to chart the group, that was war is based on the Sudanese army and the Janjaweed. Yes, that is true what you said, but the base on the want to replace the African people on their land with the other people like the Arab nomad, they bring them and war is not for the hunger, for the replacing the people and that being able to other countries like including like United Arab Emirates and other to have the excess in the resources over there. And that was about it. That is the beginning. What I understand. And second things, like she mentioned also in the coalition between the Emirates and Saudi in the war of Yemen, and that in the role of the rapid forces was just delivering the slave people because he was the ability to go to catch the Arab nomad and the other African people in the area like Sudan and other countries like Tchad, Central Africa, Niger, whatever you call it, and bring them to send them and sailing them in the Arab Gulf in order to fight behalf of these people and killing the Yemenian people. And that was, people doesn't say the truth, but they brought in the Sudan in the sense to have the title of the Sudan. And they are all that people. And now they remain like almost 25,000 people in Yemen or in Sudan and Saudi. They are not Sudanese, but they win by the identity of Sudanese. That I want to make clarify for that, and people should know the truth that what has happened. Yes, overall, I'm going to talk that what I heard about back home, and I spoke with elderly people in the different areas. And now the situation, because the people, elderly people, have been so bad suffering and just scaring and anxiety from these Janjaweed and their organization, Rabbit Forces, as a terrorist led with the United Arab Emirates and beyond other people supporting them. They are scary from them, and now people are very struggling. For example, people who in the area of the province of like North Darfur, they just taking the risk, and they see if they stay, they're gonna die, a rape, a robbery, and they just taking the risk to travel to really very long distance, like to go to the area of Al-Tawila, because Al-Tawila, that's the area in the spot of the Jabal Marra, but that is a Jabal Marra mountain. It's not just a mountain, that is a plateau of the mountain, and they just there is a protecting with Darfur and Sudanese Liberation Army led with Abdul Wahid, and that they feel when they get there, they have some kind of the protection, and that almost they traveling like 70 kilos, the people, because you are imagining, for example, you have the elderly people, and you have the women, and you have the children, and you have the disability people, and you want to carry the food for them and sing and water for them, and you going to travel like a 70 kilos, how many is take to you, and you don't know who gonna you meet on the road, and that situation now people are suffering from that fact of a walk or rally. And also, if the other way, if they heading to go to east, is an area is called Dabba, and that protected by the Darfuria enjoying troop and Sudanese army, and that it walk is taking the rest to walk 700 kilos, the same thing is. And also, if you move in the area of province of Kordofan, the people in the north and in the northwest Kordofan, they also just struggling to go in there. And people in the west, south, and the south of Kordofan, they all running from the rabid forces and coming in the capital of Kordofan, Al Ubeid, and in order to find themselves in the under the Darfurian enjoying troop and the Sudanese army and other troops to protect them. And that is right now is a situation in Sudan, especially the ordinary people and all civilian people. And they still need the kind of food, medication, clothing, and yes, and some kind of care, because in order to be survived, and yes, and that's what I spoke and I heard from them, and they told me that all kind of situation now is happening in Darfur, and they also told me they're going to have some kind of rally tomorrow, all the Sudanese to support the army and the Darfurian troop in order to protect them and protect their land, and they just have that kind of dream. Maybe one day they will be able to liberate their places and to go back in their original places. And thank you for this opportunity, and thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, Ibrahim. That's truly, truly appreciate that, you know, receiving that update. And yeah, as Ibrahim mentioned, you know, make sure that you continue to bring in that that aid. You know, I think it's very important, you know, to remind people, especially during this season of giving, of charity work, it's easy to forget, you know, places like Sudan that are not always covered, you know, by the media. So make sure, you know, when you are donating, donate to causes like Sudan. Make sure you provide food, clothing, send all that aid, and send as much as possible. Well, Ibrahim, thank you so much for your time today. Yeah, we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, you guys, and thank you for taking care of Sudan. Really, I appreciate it.
Hello, Rico. What's this program all about? Come on, play some music.
Yeah, you're getting music, but I guess you understand the edutainment aspect of this, eh? You just get some education. Here's some music.
Faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come, holy come to Bethlehem. Now come and behold him, born the King of angels. Now come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. He's Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, sing all you citizens of heaven above. Glory.
Dominus Adoremi, come let us adore him.
I didn't catch a part you said there?
I say you're listening to Dominus Adoremi.
Okay.
Come let us adore him.
Oh, I see. Okay, for that tune, yeah.
And my reference is to Jai, but this guy I'm talking about the Christmas thing. How's things going your way?
Yeah, it's going all right.